Now, I have got Catherine McCourtney on the line. Hello, Catherine.
Hello indeed, Pat, and thanks very much for having me on your very popular show.
You're welcome to the programme. You're welcome to the programme. Okay, now the 15th World Ghost Convention 2015 is starting in Cork City Jail on Friday, the 30th of October at 8 p.m. And it's going to be officially launched by the Lord Mayor of Cork, Councillor Chris O'Leary. And the admission is €20 for the launch. Okay, so tell us, Catherine, what will this entail, this ghost convention?
Well, it's our 15th annual World Ghost Convention, as you say, and we have a wonderful lineup of guest speakers. This year we have Dr. Margaret Humphreys from the Folklore and Ethnology Department, University College Cork, and she will be discussing a range of personal experience narratives which support the viewpoint that family pets possess a finely tuned sixth sense which allows them paranormal contact with their deceased owners. And then we have Jackie Clark, who is a paranormal investigator with the Cork Supernatural Society, and she will be talking about the location as well as the evidence that her team have gathered to date, along with the past personal experiences which led her to investigate haunted sites. And then we have Teresa Collins, who is a psychic medium, a Reiki master and author, and she will be dealing with the whole area of past lives and how invisible ghosts make tangible changes in people's lives. And then we have Vicky Antoinette, who is a psychic medium, a healer and complementary therapist. And she will be talking about her own experiences with spirit, which began as a child and which she ignored until her late 20s, and how the angelic realm, realms and spirit world had different plans for her life. And finally, then we have Edwin Flavin, who is a shamanic healer and Reiki practitioner, and he will be discussing his first ever experience with spirit and how he heals the land and houses from spirit lines and geopathic stress to bring back harmony and balance. So there is a wide selection of topics there, so there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, I see that. Catherine, are you involved in any of the workshops from the perspective of a psychic or anything? That's not your remit, is it? You're an organizer of the convention.
Yes, the event organizer.
Yeah, but you're not a shaman. You're not a
No. Good heavens, no.
No. Can I ask you, from your perspective, do you give any credence to the so-called abilities that a lot of the participants here would have, in the sense that, do you believe that they have the abilities that they claim they have?
Well, in terms of regarding their own work, you would have to speak to themselves, you know, because they would be the experts in that field themselves. Well, I would be just the event organizer. So in terms of that, you would have to speak to them themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, now what I'm really saying, Catherine, is a lot of people would say this is, you know, I don't believe in this sort of thing. It's bunkum and stuff like that. But what's your take on it? Are you a believer, really?
Well, I haven't had any personal experiences myself, excuse me, but I like to keep an open mind. I think, you know, it's good to embrace all possibilities.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know regarding what you've just said there, but what I do know is that our convention, which is in its 15th year, is very well respected, and all of our speakers are professionals in their field. And our convention is a serious convention, excuse me,
absolutely,
and explores the spiritual and the supernatural. And as I said, it raises a public awareness and it provides intelligent information and practical guidance.
Yeah, no, there is.
So it's very therapeutic.
The reason I'm asking you this is, Catherine, I'm not trying to debunk the convention or any of the people who are involved in it, because what I wanted to just get across to you is a friend of mine who would be the last person in the world you would think would believe in anything other than what he can touch, like concrete and stone and wood. He would, you know, if you met this person, you'd say he wouldn't believe in anything paranormal whatsoever. But he related a story to me that happened to him several years ago in Kildare. He was driving home from your part of the world. He was a truck driver. He was driving home from doing deliveries in Cork, and he had another man right. with him, and they weren't young fellas, and they weren't drunk. They drove the truck to, they were driving home to, back to Dublin. They stopped at a certain part of the road in Kildare, because in those days, after a long journey drive, you'd have to relieve yourself somewhere, and it was usually on the side of the road, Catherine. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It was, twilight was starting to happen, and they were standing on the near side of the truck, on the side of the road, the ditch side of the truck, so to speak. And one of them happened to turn around, and there was a gate into a field, and sitting on top of the gate was a woman, but you could see through her. And he said he nudged the guy with him and said, look, and the other guy looked around. They both saw this. It was a woman, but she was transparent. Well, they got back into the truck and drove back to Dublin, and they were baffled and bewildered. And they said they met each other a long time later. And my friend said to the other guy that was with him, what did you make of that? And the other guy said he was in total denial, basically. He said, I didn't see anything. But the story transpires that my friend subsequently went on to work as a taxi driver. And on one occasion, he had a fare to Kildare. And he was talking to the guy in the back of the car, and he said to him, listen, I was passing through this region several years ago, and he related what he saw. And the guy's response was, sure, this area is well known for banshees.
Do you know what I mean?
So my friend, who would be a hard-bitten fella, who would not believe in anything like that, and yet he saw this apparition sitting on a gate in a field in Kildare one night. So, I mean, nobody can say that these things don't exist, because, you know, because a lot of people haven't seen anything or had any experiences doesn't mean that there aren't other realms out there.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yes. I mean, the people now, as you were saying there now, the people attending the convention, a lot of them would have had their own personal supernatural experiences, and they would be firm believers. And yeah. Then you'd have people then who at the other end of the scale, they would be just curious about the supernatural or skeptics, yeah. But and again, you know, we like to take the view and the convention, the ghosts are our friends and the spirits, you know, and you know, everybody has their own personal experience, they have their own personal take on it, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And that's obviously their own view on it, you know, and their own experiences, which is very important to them, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I personally think that people can have psychic abilities, because sometimes you could say to yourself out of the blue, the phone is going to ring, and 10 seconds later the phone would ring, and where does that come from? Do you know what I mean? Whether it's something latent in your brain that is able to pick up on whatever sort of vibrations or something. Science does say that we only use 10% of our brain. Some of us don't even use 10%, I'd imagine. But what happens to the other 90%? What's it doing all the time if we're not using it? So maybe there are parts of our minds that have abilities to pick up on other energy, so to speak, that we're not consciously aware of. But maybe we are on a subconscious level. Who knows, Catherine, you know?
Also, I mean, as I say, it's, you know, there's so much open, you know, and I think it's good to keep an open mind, you know, and as I say, everybody has their own take, their own opinion on it, you know, and this for and against it, you know, and
yeah.
Again, it's down to the person's own experience, because that's at the end of the day, that's the most important to a person, you know.
Absolutely.
And I mean, at the convention, we welcome people who are believers and non-believers, you know, so
yeah.
As I say, regarding the topics here, the people our speakers will be discussing, there's so many different aspects there to it that you know, it strikes a chord with so many different people, you know.
Yeah
And it's fascinating area, you know.
Okay, well, so it's starting on Friday the 30th, that's Friday tomorrow week at 8 p.m. in Cork City Jail. Why is Cork City Jail the venue, Catherine?
Well, it's just outside the city. If people actually, if they go on to the Cork City Jail website, they have directions there, so people, it's not too outside it, so they will be able to find the directions there
yeah.
on their website, or they can contact the manager there in the jail herself, Abseer O'Shea, and they will give you all the details.
Well, has Cork City Jail been the venue for the convention for several years, Catherine?
Oh, it has for the 15 years. We've been there for the 15 years.
Okay.
And it's an ideal location because this early 19th century jail has its own resident ghosts who've been seen by members of the audience and the speakers since the convention was established in 2001.
Oh, right.
So it's a fantastic location for us.
Okay. And are you expecting good numbers to turn up for it, Catherine?
Well, it's as I say, this is an event, you know, that attracts an awful lot of different people, you know, from different walks of life, and
yeah. We
have people who, you know, from throughout Ireland, and people come from abroad too, and people who have been coming here every year. They're regulars at the convention, you know, so there's something there for everybody at it.
Okay. Right, so do you wish to add anything to that, or do you want to give people information as to how they can get in touch if they want to find more info and so forth?
Oh yes, they can visit our website. It's www.worldghostconvention.com, and all the information there, they will find it on the website.
Okay, Catherine, listen, thanks for taking the call today. I'm sorry if I threw you with that. In the earlier part of the interview, but I did not mean to be derogatory towards the convention or any of the people who are participating.
Not at all. I mean, people are entitled to their opinions, and you know, as I say, it's such a fascinating area, and it stimulates conversation. You know, so it's people have their own opinions about it, which is great.
Okay, and they're undiscovered, uncharted realms for us all yet to possibly become aware of, isn't that right?
Well, again, just, you know, I think it's good to keep an open mind and to embrace all possibilities, you know, and as I say, it's just a fascinating area.
Okay, Catherine, thanks very much for taking the call again. Thank you.
Not at all, and thank you very much indeed, Pat, for having me on your very popular show.
You're more than welcome, Catherine. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.